Coming in on 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
All right, welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast about adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox. With me today is Big Earn. What's going on, Big Earn?
Not much. Happy to be here.
Hi.
Happy to be anywhere.
Anywhere. Climate change is going to really, it's like we're the magnifying glass in our ants right now with that heat dome, right?
At least today isn't too bad.
The wildfires from Canada. Boy,
right?
The smoke's been bad.
Smoked 2 packs of Canada today alone.
Right? And we have a special guest today. Oh, Chris is not here. He is hungover after a wedding.
Pussy.
Yeah. So say hi to Chris, everybody, and give him shit for not being here. But we have Erica.
Fuck you,
hi, Erica.
Boy.
Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. We got Beau Frazee as well.
Hello.
And we got John Narum.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Cheers to that. So how's everybody been this week?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? Other than smoking Canada every day?
Smoky and sweaty.
That was a duet I was in back in high school. Smoky and sweaty. Guess which one I was.
Sweaty.
I was both, actually. Yes.
It was just a one-man group.
That's right. Well, I had Moondance Jam last week, which is why I was gone for an episode you guys did.
We missed you.
Yeah, I missed me too.
Got your picture still up in the corner there, right above your head.
Yeah. My daughter drew that for me.
Yep.
So that was fun. Visited the guys at Margaritaville again, had some tequilas. 21. You had 21 of them. I did not. No.
How many of them?
I had like half.
So there was like 40 tequilas?
Friday morning, it was 400 degrees.
It wasn't morning, it was at noon.
Yeah, it was noonish.
Pussy. So you still
it was freaking hot. Friday was hot, and I'm like, okay, I'll do the first couple, and then I'd take a break, and then I did a couple more, and then I'd take a break. Shannon, I think, did 15.
Yeah, but they had 40 tequilas this year?
21.
21, and you did all 21?
No, that's what I just said.
You just
it was
said
about
half.
10, about half of them.
Jesus.
Wow. And they were small, like little thimbles, but still. Is this 21 enough? Of them. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah,
it was basically just enough to coat your tongue, and a little bit more to really swallow.
Yeah.
But I loved it when I was there doing that tequila Margaritaville tastings. I loved it.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
What were the headliners this year?
Oh, like Night Ranger, Cheap Trick. Hailstorm was there. She always puts on a good show.
Yeah.
And she's not ugly.
She's a badass bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was the last year, yeah?
For that? Yes. Yes. Firehouse was there. They're still good. He still has a good voice.
Nice.
Thundhurstruck, which is a female AC/DC tribute band. They're always put on a good show.
Yep. Yeah. They're pretty fun when I saw them last time.
Yeah. So, yeah, this was the last year. 30th year, and it's their last one. So.
What?
Yeah, they're done.
Are they going to sell it?
They're going to keep it local, I think.
They're going to take next year off to do some ground maintenance and do some things with the grounds. And then I think in 2023, they're going to open up something. But
yeah, sound like maybe you could pay to camp there the whole, you know, season.
They call it like
and
Mars
just have
Dance
local.
Jam.
Yeah, right. Local jam. But yeah, so it was fun. It's nice to get away with some friends. I think there was 18 of us, give or take, in our little camp site area. Camp Dirty.
Nice.
That's a good amount.
Yeah. Other than that, anybody watching like the Olympics?
I am off and on. I've been watching a lot of the running. I didn't get to watch the relay though, unfortunately. And some of the basketball games. Right today, I think they were playing Czechoslovakia, the USA team. They were ahead when I saw up by 10 points, 56 to 46. So that's good.
Yeah. No more dream team like back in the, what was that, the 90s?
Yeah.
Early 90s, mid-90s?
Get all 12 of the hottest stars in the fucking NBA and put, yeah.
And they won!
Yeah.
Imagine that!
Well, now they're so worried about getting injured doing that. They don't, all the top ones don't want to risk the money.
Yeah.
Miss out on $20 million because you went and played basketball for super cheap.
Yeah. Even though it's for your country. But okay.
Yep.
Whatever.
Well, yes. Honor.
Yeah. Priorities. So like water polo, I was watching water polo. That was so cool. My question is, how long can those fucking horses hold their breath?
Oh, fuck, geez.
I never saw one come up for air the whole time I was watching them.
I know, that's so interesting.
It's not even a nose.
Well, it's because they're water horses, right?
Right.
Seahorses. They're on seahorses.
You're insane.
Good comeback.
Yep, good one, yeah. How about you guys? Anything? Well, John, you've been doing some comedy shows recently. You've been kicking ass at that.
Yeah. John,
like,